And once you find that, if you could do what we do and put your finger in there to hold your space, let us stand and say this Bible pledge together. Let's hold our Bibles above our heads this morning. And we're going to have to talk doubly loud this morning, right? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and heard from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Well, you know, as I like to do, you have sermon notes in your bulletin. I invite you to take them out, grab a pen or a pencil. And this morning, it's about a page and a half of notes this morning. So just know that I'm going to continue on the back of your insert today. Well, I want to have a little fun with us this morning and play some Bible trivia. Is anybody up for it? All right. I'll start with an easy one this morning. Now, Dallas, you can't give any answers away. Sarah, you can't either, all right? All right. How many kings went to visit baby Jesus? Three. All right, well, let's read Matthew 2. If you want to, yeah, by the way, keep your Bibles out so we can follow along here. I didn't put all these scripture on the screen, so you'll want to just test me here. Matthew 2, verse 2. Well, actually, no, verse 1. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. So how many kings? No kings. No kings went to visit Mary, Joseph, and Jesus.